my name is Heather and I help out at the afternoon Sunday school in Sandyboro and also at the Tuesday Explore Club in Tuckmona. And if you live in any of these areas, we would love you to come along and we could pick you up. So if you would like to come, get in contact with me and we'll arrange that for you. Boys and girls, can you believe it's Friday already? We've had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I hope that you have learned things that maybe you didn't know before about God. And I pray today that you will learn something new about the Lord Jesus as well. I'm not going to tell you what the last thing is about the Lord that you're going to learn. I'm going to keep it as a secret. But I hope that you enjoy it today and have fun with us. And you know, it's lovely being with you all week and being able to take part in the Bible Club here. And thank you so much for joining with us. Stay safe. Bye.
Hi boys and girls, so we're just going to sing another wee song here with some action, and if you would join in along with me and do the actions, that would be great. So this wee song is called His Mercy Is More, and it's about the Lord Jesus Christ and about how we are all born in sin. None of us are perfect, we all do things that are wrong, we all do things that are naughty, and we all do things that get us in trouble a lot of the time. But, you know, our Father in Heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ, He sees everything that we do, and He sees all the bad things that we do, and He sees all the good things that we do. But, you know, our Father in Heaven loves us so much that He has mercy upon us and that He forgives us our sins. If we pray to God and ask Him to forgive us, He will. So we're just going to sing this wee song, and I would love it if you'd sing along and join in the action.
Boys and girls, it's day 5 of our High Five Bible Club. Give us a high five. This is our final one. High five. What are we going to think about today? Well, I'm thinking this is our last day, and we're going to be waving goodbye to you all. But you know, as we think about this today, we're thinking about one word, and let me see if you can guess it. Because when I think about a friend, about friends, I want a friend that will stick by me. Even though sometimes they'll maybe do something wrong or say something wrong, they'll not walk away. And it reminds me of someone who is faith. What is it? What's the last part of the word? Well, it's faithful. And we're going to learn today that God is faithful. He can be trusted. But we'll find out more shortly, because we have lots of things in our programme. Even though it's our last day, it's action-packed. Before we get into our programme, let's all pray. Let's do our prayer drill. You know it well by now. Okay, so stand up, shoulders back, get your hands out. Are you ready? Give them a little bit of shake. And it's P-R-A-Y. Let's pray. Dear Lord, this is our final day of Bible Club. And we thank you for all that we've learned already each day about thee. And we just pray that you'll be with us today. We pray that you'll help us to think. You'll help us to take part in all of the different activities. And we just pray that maybe someone today will come to know the Lord Jesus as their Saviour and come to learn that God is faithful. He will stick with us through the storms and difficulties that we face. in our lives. Just be with us now. Take up our thanks for all that you've given us and all that you're going to do, even today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Here we go.
Hi boys and girls, it's time now for the memory verse, and our memory verse tonight is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 24, and it says, "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." And we'll just start by saying it all together after two. One, two. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 24, "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." So we'll say it through again all together, and if you want to join in doing the hand actions for the numbers, so after two, one, two. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 24, "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." So this time we're going to do ping pong. So we will all say where the verse is found together, and then when it comes to the verse, I'm going to say all of the words in blue, and you can say all of the words in orange at home. So after two, one, two. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 24, "Faithful he calleth, who will it." Okay, so I hope you're able to keep up there. We're going to do it again. Only this time I'm going to make it a bit harder, and I'm going to cover up a few words and see how you get on then. So hopefully you can still do it and it won't be too difficult. Okay, after two. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 24, "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." So hopefully you've been able to do that. And if you want to give yourself an extra challenge when this video is over, you can see if you can do it without the words at all. Thank you very much for listening. Bye, boys and girls.
Strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. The rivers are his, the mountains are his, the stars are his, and him are too. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do.
Well, boys and girls, day five. Want to give a high five? This is our final day. Oh, I can't believe how quickly the week has went. Listen, can anybody here behind me tell me, what is this? What's this famous landmark, this famous area behind me? What is it? Does anyone know? Does anyone know, in fact, the city? And what was built there? What was built in this place? There's something really big, and it begins with T, and the city's called Belfast. So what was built here, do you know? It was a great ship called the Titanic. Exactly right. Now we're thinking about the shipyard, we're thinking about boats, and we'll come back to that. Okay? Alright? So, we're going to just see who can remember what we've been talking about this week so far, okay? So remember, our theme of our week was called High Five, okay? And that reminds us of five different things that we have been learning about God, that are five amazing facts about God. So I wonder, do you remember what the very first day was, the Monday? So I'll do a high five, and let's see if you can shout out what we learned about God on the Monday. All you have to do is God is, and tell us what it was. Okay, so the first one on Monday, we learned God is holy. Exactly right. Tuesday then, we learned God is love. On Wednesday, we learned God is powerful. Isn't that right? On Thursday, We learned that God is wise. And on Friday today, we're going to learn a little more that God is faithful. Faithful, what does that mean? Well, it simply means that God is honest, he's reliable, and he's to be trusted. He's to be trusted. I wonder, do you always keep your promises? I don't know about you, but sometimes we can be tempted with things. And I'm sure you're no different because all of us are tempted. And I wonder, has anybody in your house, maybe your mum or someone, has made some nice buns? Or has made some nice food? And maybe it's a nice pizza. Maybe your dad makes a nice pizza or a barbecue. And the food is sitting there and it's just ready. And he's away to wash his hands or something, or he'll be back in a minute. And he says, don't touch the food. And you're thinking, and you say, okay, I promise. And he says to me, you promised me not to touch that? Because he's thinking, he wants to get it too. And so he goes away and he comes. When he's away, you might look at it and go, oh, that smells so good. I tell you what, I'll have a little piece. And then before another piece, and he still hasn't come back, and you have a whole slice gone of that pizza. And then as your dad comes walking back in, or your mum, if it was the buns or whatever, and they might say, but you promised me. And you've broken your promise. We break our promises at times, boys and girls. But I want to remind you that God doesn't break his promises. In fact, it's impossible for God to lie. And there's a little verse that we've been learning today, and it simply says that faithful is he. It's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 24. Faithful is he. Who's it talking about? It's talking about God himself. That God is faithful. He is reliable. And he is to be trusted with everything he says, especially his word. God's word is truth, and it is true and faithful. Well, we're thinking about God being faithful, and we think about God's word. I want us to think particularly today about this boat that I was mentioning earlier, okay? This particular boat, all right? So as I think about the boat, I think about one man, and he's called Noah. What's he called? Noah. This man, Noah. Well, when people all around him had no time for God, Noah was someone that trusted God, that loves God, and would speak up for God. That's what God's looking for still today in the world. But way back in these days, God looks down on the world, and all he sees is evil. He sees violence, and he sees people hurting each other, stealing, doing all of those sinful things. And so God, he is going to destroy that world with a flood. He warns Noah because he loves Noah, he cares for Noah, and he warns Noah about this flood, but he tells him that he's going to provide a way of escape. A way of escape. And that's found in Genesis chapter 6. And God says to Noah there, he says, Noah, make thee an ark. Make an ark. What will Noah do? Will he obey God? This seems a crazy assignment in the eyes of all his friends and people around him. Why would you build an ark? Desert area all around. We don't get rain here. Why would we build an ark? I'm sure there were many people that perhaps laughed at Noah and said, he's religion, he's away in the head. He's someone that trusts God. We're sure we can't see God. But boys and girls, in spite of it all, Noah stayed faithful to God, and he had a decision to make. Would he then take on this, what seemed like a crazy assignment, to build an ark, to build a great big boat? Well, Noah obeyed God. He done the right thing. Noah loved God, and so he wanted to please God. And when we want to please someone, like our mum or dad, whoever's at home for us, we want to do things that please them, isn't that right? And so God wants us to please him. If you've trusted the Lord Jesus, well then, God wants you to keep doing those things that please God. And that brings him great pleasure. It brings God glory. And so keep you doing that. Don't give up, even though others may laugh at you. You keep going and keep obeying God and his word. Well, I want to remind everyone here today that God is faithful to you. And God, just like he did with Noah, he gives out a warning. Why? Because he loves us. He loves us and he wants to warn us that there's danger. God warned Noah of the danger of this flood and he needed to prepare to remain safe in it. And that's exactly what Noah done. And when the flood came, then God shut the door and they were all in that ark. Noah and his wife and his family. And they were all safe in the ark because Noah obeyed God. And so, how do we obey God? Well, first of all, there's a warning. And the Bible tells us in Mark 8 and verse 36, what shall it profit a man, a woman, boy or girl, if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Wow. Imagine that. You could have everything in this world. You could have millions of pounds and all the toys and all the tablets and all the phones and all the PlayStations that you could ever want. And yet, you could lose your own soul. There's a warning here. The red here reminds me of a warning. But I think about the yellow. And I think about the yellow in football. And if you're in a football match or you're playing a sport of any description, if you do something wrong, the referee, he'll come down, he'll get his little book like this, and he will hold up the yellow card. What does that mean? What does it mean? It means that you've got a warning, isn't that right? And if you get another warning, what's the card going to be then? It's going to turn to red. And there's danger in that, because then you will be punished. Then you will be put off the pitch. And boys and girls, here's the thing. God warns us that there is a judgment to come. That God is going to judge every single person in our world. We're not to judge them, but God will judge them. And this red reminds me that if they have never trusted the Lord Jesus as their Savior, they've never asked the Lord Jesus to forgive their sin, never admitted they're a sinner, never believed that Jesus is truly the Son of God, never confessed him, in other words, never told others about him. Boys and girls, if we have never trusted him, then the danger is our soul could be lost forever and ever. That's the part of us, boys and girls, that will live on in eternity. The Bible tells us that yellow reminds us of a heaven that the Bible talks much about. And when we're trusting the Lord Jesus, we ask him to forgive our sin. We are saved and we will go to be with him in heaven. But if we have never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, the danger is we will be lost. And we will end up in that terrible place the Bible calls hell, separated from God forever and ever. But God has provided a way of escape, just as he provided the ark. He's provided his Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, who shed his precious blood, so that you can be forgiven. That's the great news today about the gospel, that God is faithful. He has sent his Son Jesus to die on a cross. Our little verse today reminds us that faithful is he that calleth you. Jesus is calling you today. Do you know what? If it was someone like your mum, your dad, and they were calling you and you were lost in a fish shop, and you would be so glad to find them and you would maybe take them by the hand. You know, God is reaching out his hand to you. And he's telling you today that I care for you, I'm faithful, I'm to be trusted, and I want you to follow me, to give up all of those things, the sin in your life, and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You know, boys and girls, this week we've learned lots about high five. We've learned lots about the amazing facts about God. But we can know all of those things about God and how sad it would be if we knew all about him, but never actually took his hand, never actually trusted him and said, Lord Jesus, forgive me, save me, and help me to go and serve you. Boys and girls, what a tragedy if we never listened to the warning that God gives and ended up in that terrible place. I trust that you will be in heaven someday by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells me, and you, in 1 John chapter 1 and the verse 9. If we confess our sin, he is faithful. Who do we confess our sin to? To God alone. In that ark, boys and girls, there was only one door. And that door reminds us that there's only one Saviour, not a priest, not a minister, not just some other good person, but it's only through the Lord Jesus Christ that we can have our sins forgiven. If we confess our sin, He, God, is faithful. He is just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know the referee here? Well, sometimes you'll write a name in a book. And that reminds me, boys and girls, as I finish today, that there's a book in heaven called the Lamb's Book of Life. And when someone trusts the Lord Jesus Christ, their name is written down in the Book of Life, in God's book in heaven. I wonder, will your name be there? Why not complete the little sheet, the little worksheet for today? And if you have trusted the Lord Jesus and you've asked him to forgive your sin, let us know. Let us know on the cover sheet of the little worksheets or activity sheets. And we would love to be able to pray for you and to give you a Bible and rejoice with you. Boys and girls, thank you for listening this week. It's been great. Just in a pity I can't see you all. But listen, before we go, we'll say, give us a high five. Give us a high five. One, two, high five. God bless you. Thank you.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to tonight's quiz. Now, hopefully, you've been paying attention to the story tonight. And of course, this week is all about the high fives. So I'm going to be coming at you with not one, not two, not three, not four, but five questions. So hopefully you've been listening. And get ready, because here comes the first one. Okay, so what book of the Bible was tonight's story in? Now, Phil mentioned it right at the very start. What book of the Bible was tonight's story in? Now, I'm going to quickly turn to it here, okay? Now, I want you to shout your answers for me. Have you got it? Okay, I'll quickly turn and I'm going to show you what the correct answer is. I think some of you's got that right. So here it comes. It's the book of Genesis. Well done if you got that one. We're off to a flyer. And it's already time for the second question. So, what did God tell Noah to build? What did he tell him to build? Now, it was a bit unusual because it was very dry all around him. Wouldn't have been much rain. But he told him to build something. What was it? Have you got it? Final answers? Okay, I'll get it on the board. He told him to build an ark. Great job if you got that one. Fantastic. Two for two. Time for the hat trick now. And speaking of hat tricks, do you remember when Phil was showing out the card that the referee might have, that he might hand out in a football game? He showed the yellow card, but what was that symbolising? What was he trying to Phil show when he was giving the yellow card? What would that normally be given? Do you think you know? Got it submitted? Got the answer? Okay, I'll write it down. That's right, it was a warning, just like the people had back in Noah's day. But unfortunately, the sad thing was, boys and girls, is they didn't pay any attention to the warning that was given to them. And unfortunately, they all perished in the flood. Now, we're on to the fourth question. We're absolutely flying through. Okay, here's the fourth question. Now, Noah and his family had a means of escape via the ark. But what was provided for our escape? To avoid, not of course, a flood, but to avoid the punishment for our sins, what was given? What was provided as a means of escape? Do you think you know? Tell you what, I'm not going to write anything on the board this time, but I'm going to draw instead. Okay, here it comes. It's a cross. Does that remind you of anything? Did that mean you got the correct answer? The correct answer was that Jesus died for us on the cross. He came into this world 2,000 years ago and died and took the punishment for our sins. And that if we believe in him and trust him to be our saviour, we can escape the punishment for our sins. Isn't that great news? Now, we're on to the very final question here. Now, you remember at the very end, Phil told us about a book that your name is written in if you become saved. Do you remember the name of the book? Now, that's a tough question. It is a tough question. Tell you what, since it's a tough, I'm going to give you the clue, okay? Here's the clue. Does that help at all? Now, I know my drawings aren't the best, but hopefully that's I can see a few light bulbs going off there. It's a lamb. And the name of the book is called the Lamb's Book of Life. That is the book that your name is written in when you become a Christian, when you get saved, when you trust Jesus to come into your heart and to take away your sins. And you know, the good thing about this book is that your name can never be taken out of it. Isn't that great news? Now, that's the end of the quiz. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you feel free to give any feedback of the things you've learned, or maybe even tell us that you've trusted Jesus Christ to be your own and personal Saviour. We'd love to hear from you. But until next time, thank you for joining me for the quiz, and take care, and God bless.
Today we're learning about how God is faithful, and he is faithful to help us, and we're going to be learning all about a hand, a helping hand, and how God is faithful to do with his hands and to look after us. So this one again is super easy. You get your little sheet and you put your hand down on the sheet. You've maybe done this in school before, and you just trace around your hand. And whenever you've traced around your hand, you'll see that you've got a little handprint on the paper. So, mine's not very neat, because I'm not very neat. But yours will look like this and probably look a lot better. And then we're going to take our felt tips, like we used on Wednesday, and we're going to colour it all in. I have one that was done earlier, and it looks like this. And you can see that we copied the little high five logo here, like this little high five here. But you can do whatever you want, any colours that you want, and you can colour in and design it and use your creativity to make a little hand to show us that God is faithful to do all that he has promised.
Hi, boys and girls. It's Phil here again. I wonder if you've got your worksheets completed. Don't forget. And not only that, what about your crafts? Get them completed. Get someone at home. Take a wee picture of them. Set them down on the table. Like your worksheets or your crafts or both. Before tonight, ask the parent or guardian. Send them off to our WhatsApp number. And it's coming up on the screen. And it'll be up on the screen at the end. Either that or send it to us on Martyrs Memorial Church Facebook Messenger. You can message us the pictures there. Get someone to do that for you, because these are some of the prizes that you can win, and we have loads of prizes to give out this week, but you need to get them, your pictures all in today, and then we're going to pick winners out, and then next week we're going to deliver all these prizes out. So make sure you're in with a chance to win.
Hello, I'm Mr. Brown, Minister of Martyrs Church, and I'm here to tell you about prizes, competitions that you'll be entering, and you have to have them in on the quiz, on the crafts, on the worksheet by 9 o'clock tonight. And then tune in tomorrow morning at 9:45 in the morning to Martyrs Memorial Productions on YouTube, and you'll find out if you've won or who's won.
Remember, if you're not in, you can't win. Boys and girls, this is the time where we generally go outside and do all the fun activities and games and all of the stuff. But we can't do that this time. But what we are going to do is we're going to go out and enjoy some activities. All right, watch the little videos. I want you to take part and I want you to enjoy it as well.
All right, boys and girls, it's time to get up and we're going to do some fitness now. So today we're going to do a wee bit of exercise. We're going to get up and we're going to move. We're going to jump about. So what we're going to do is we have two sofas here. You have two tables, two spots on the floor, whatever you need. I've got five teddies, but you can use cushions or shoes or anything you have lying nearby to do this. And you need to make sure that your floor is nice and clear so there's nothing you can fall over or hurt yourself on, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to take these five things from here, one at a time, over to here, okay? So starting really easy. But as we do this, I'm going to tell you different ways of doing it. So I might tell you to run, I might tell you to jump, and I might tell you to hop across. Okay? So we're going to start after two. One, two. So get your first thing and run across quickly, and set it down and back again. And then this time hit your second thing, and I want you to hop on your right leg. And hop back. And get your next one, and this time we're going to hop on the other leg. So hop across and set it down. Make sure you don't fall. Hop across. And this time I'm going to jump. So big jumps. I'm going to see you jump really high. And back in. Big jumps. Big jumps. And this time I'm going to go side steps. You just see a big side steps across and back over. Great job. I hope you did that really, really quickly. And I hope no one fell. So we're going to do it again. This time I'm going to take them from here to here. And if you have a brother or sister or a friend with you, I want you to try and race them to see how quickly you can get it done. Okay, so we're going to go again. And I'm going to start on countdown in two. So ready? One, two. So get your first thing. I want you to run back over. Run over, set down, and run back over again. This time I want you to jump. Big jumps. Good job, and back over. This time I'm going to hop again. Big hop. Good job, again, over. This time I'm going to jump backwards. Make sure you don't fall on anything. Good job, back over. And this time I want you to run as if your legs are jelly and your arms are jelly. And back. Great job. I hope you're feeling really fit and active now. I hope you're ready. Okay, we go one more time. Okay, this time I want to see you go super fast. So after two, one, two, grab and go. Run. Run over, run back. Ready, jump again. I want big jumps, really big jumps. Okay, I'm back again. And I want you to sidestep again. Sidestep back. Okay, hop. Big hop. Don't fall. And back. And this time I'm going to hop the other leg back. And that's done. Okay, so I hope you're feeling really fit and really active now. And we're going to continue on with the rest of the stuff.